Hello, is Jenna Barkin there?
He's not in. Is there a message?
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
100% will vote.
Okay. Between probably and definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you. What is your age?
51.
Thank you. And thinking about your political approach to issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making college more affordable.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
8.
Addressing immigration and border security.
8.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And is that a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very, very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one on the list is Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
The tobacco industry.
5.
The American Medical Association, or AMA.
80.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, similar to the other question, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
9.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
9.
Authorizing prescription medication.
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
9.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they can sell virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Okay, could you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Yes. Considering this, that tobacco products are illegal to sell to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your community?
More benefits.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you very much. Now, we're halfway there. Just bear with me for a couple more minutes. But I want to thank you for your patience.
No problem.
I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, which is, other people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Or, statement B, which is, some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
A.
And is that somewhat more A or much more A?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, we have two definitions here. It's a bit wordy, but please bear with me. When it comes to tobacco usage, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one is harm reduction. Harm reduction, which is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to a less harmful smoke-free tobacco product. The second one is prohibition. an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more prohibitive. Out of these two, which do you feel is the better approach, harm reduction or prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Thank you very much. Now, mm-hmm. I'd like to read you some statements some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Very concerned.
The next one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gun activity that comes from black market sales?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is the deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general makes it harder to track and regulate these products.
I'm very concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made, and with this, we're approaching almost here. We're wrapping up. I'm going to read to you some statements some people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number, once again, between 0 and 10. The first one is, the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars comes from things like smoke and tar, not nicotine or flavors including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization.
I strongly agree.
And on a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. The next statement is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government.
Somewhat agree.
And on a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And the last statement for this section is, today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Strongly agree.
And on a scale from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you once again this couple of questions. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products from adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
No impact.
Okay. And here is a bit of a tricky question, because the options that we have is a somewhat less willing or much less willing?
Somewhat less willing.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Beer?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Doctorate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. And with this, we conclude this survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Okay. You too.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.